only because I played for the Lions, bro. I'm Jameson Williams.
Bro, I played for the Detroit Lions, bro.
Bro, I played for the Lions.
Sir, I understand you played for the Lions. That doesn't give you, like, any...
I know, but I can call somebody right now that you can talk to.
That is from exclusive body cam video obtained by WXYZ Channel 7's Ross Jones. And what you hear there is an officer that doesn't know who he's pulled over. But the man in the passenger seat, who is 23-year-old Jameson Williams of the Detroit Lions, the wide receiver, who's already in a bit of trouble, telling him again and again and again who he is. Is he in trouble? Is he facing criminal charges? And how should we view this, whether it's a lapse in judgment or whether it's a criminal issue? Todd Flood is representing J-Mo and J-Mo's brother, and he is the principal at Flood Law. And Todd joins us live this morning. Hey, Todd.
Good morning, Guy, Jamie. Good morning. As a rule, I never talk about my cases, but because of you two, and I know Lloyd Zapp's today, but I'm making an exception to briefly get into some things.
Well, and we understand,
appreciate
too,
that.
That there are things that you can't get into, and so we'll stipulate that. But it does sound like that as this thing unfolded, Jameson was looking for special treatment from those officers.
Well, I think when the facts come out, you know, the gun's properly registered. There's not an issue with regards to that. He's not the driver of the vehicle. His brother is, and that there was a CPL holder in the car. So that kind of immunizes the fact that if standard practices and protocols are followed, you know, that there wouldn't be a criminal charge that would come out of this. But at the end of the day, you know, the fact of the matter is that they're respectful. You don't hear any disgruntlement or hostile behavior, which one of a million times can happen. We just picked up a case just like this this weekend, one of my younger associates, and it was very typical that a gun was found. It was found in the back, wasn't properly being carried, and they seized the gun, but they did what is called a not in custody review. You know, so they take the gun. There was no warrants for this person. There's no past history. There's no issues with regards to any, you know, criminal behavior. He's not a flight risk. They have his address. They know where he's at. So that they let him go, and the case is processed for a review by the prosecutor's office. Very similar here. There's nothing really crazy out of protocol. The only thing that I will say is this, and you and I know Ross Jones. The thing that is somewhat troubling, here's the exception to what's happened. If you were pulled over or anyone was pulled over, the police department doesn't release audio and video before a review. So the fact of the matter of, you know, that this is out there, to me, is somewhat, you know, I'm sure, and Kim Worthy and her staff are somewhat upset at the fact that, you know, I can't speak for them, but why anyone would release something prior to an investigation is beyond me.
Why then is Chief James White, according to the Channel 7 report, unhappy with how this went, and why did he order an internal affairs investigation if this is run of the mill?
I can't speak to what Chief White's thinking is, potentially, because there wasn't a seizure of one of the firearms, potentially because of that. But it's, I can tell you without equivocation that releasing of a person, as long as there's no there's a CPL holder, their guns are registered, the fact that there's no prior incidents, anything of that sort, respectful, that's a very commonplace, because you have to imagine Wayne County has so many in-custody warrants they have to review. They have to review the homicides, the rapes, everything, right? The robberies, the car. They have to review these cases. Those people are in custody. They only have so many hours. You got 48 to 72 hours to review those. You got to have those as a priority. When you have something that can be simply a misdemeanor or a traffic violation, a ticket, that you're not taking those people in custody. You may take the evidence, and that's what Chief White may say. Chief White might also say, hey, listen, I'm disturbed that any kind of investigation has been given to Ross Jones or given to the media. He may want to have an internal investigation as it relates to that. I can't speak to what he's thinking about. All I can say is that my client is humble. He wants to cooperate. He is cooperating. When asked to come in, we came in. You know, there's nothing. We have two rules: be good and be a gentleman. Those are the rules. And he's doing all of that. So I suspect, I'm hopeful that there isn't a criminal charge of any sort. Maybe, you know, we got to deal with the ticketable offense, but that in and of itself is going to be an issue, I think.
I mean, full credit, they did cooperate. They were respectful. And in support of everybody's safety, when asked about weapons, they immediately disclosed them. But how serious are the possible consequences if he is found guilty of carrying a concealed weapon without a CPL? What kind of consequences could he face?
So he's not carrying it, right? It's not him. It's he's not the driver of the vehicle, and the driver had the proper registration of the or the proper permit to carry. But if you did not, if a person didn't have a CPL or a CCW permit to carry a concealed weapon, and they had a gun in the car, and it wasn't properly registered, or even if it was properly registered, but they didn't have the CCW permit, you could face a felony. You could face a 5-year felony if that were the case. But I have not. In Detroit, in 36 district courts, when you have a CPL and your guns are properly registered, I have not seen that happen out of 36 district. I just don't see that happening because it's clear that everyone was properly in accordance with the law. So even Ross Jones said last night, when the police officers didn't take the gun that was found in the car, we got a telephone call and immediately made sure that they got it. They wanted it. We made sure we turned it over. So it's this uber consideration for making sure we're doing everything in cooperation and with the Lions and with the law. And that's the bottom line. This, unfortunately, because of the media attention, because of who he is grabbing more attention than what normally takes place.
The Lions say that they knew about this right away and that they're not going to comment further because of what's happened recently. And so it seems like he let them know immediately.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There has been no hiding of anything. And the Lions are respectful of the process, and that's what they're doing. And I candidly, it's one of those situations where I, Jamie, believe that this is not going to amount to a criminal charge. We're being as transparent and cooperative with everybody in the playbook. So that's the bottom line.
Yeah, I mean, he's Jameson Williams. No one wants this to become bigger than it needs to be, but also people don't want special treatment if the rule of law was broken. So there's this, everyone feels some kind of way this morning, and we'll wait and see what happens. Todd Flood, attorney and managing partner of Flood Law, thank you for coming on and
appreciate talking to
us, because it's certainly a topic people are very interested in. Thank you.
Well, to you two only, that's my only one and only interview, so... the pleasure was mine, as always, speaking with you too.